Good morning, everyone.
Morning.
I just want to take this opportunity to thank you, to thank Preacher John for allowing us to be here with you. And as of now, we're really enjoying staying here and having a fellowship with you. And today, I will be sharing my hopefully short testimony and to present the ministry that the Lord has laid in my heart. And I wasn't grow up in a Christian family. My father is a policeman before, when he's still alive, and my mother is a housewife. And since I grow up, I have seen what the world had. I have seen my father drinking alcohol inside our house and did smoke, and also my mother. She used to do gambling and also speak about bad words. And I promised to myself that I will never ever going to do that. But I did. And I realized that I was a failure. I was weak because I did try to drink alcohol except smoke. But since the day that we stopped attending Catholic Church, my mother and her friend, her friend invited us to go to a Baptist church. And the very first time that we went into that church, we fell in love with the members. They welcomed us just like they knew us. And we decided to attend there regularly every Sunday. And we were able to involve to their choirs, to the activities of the church. And I thought to myself that since my mother and two other brothers got saved, I thought I got saved also because we're a family. But then I realized that the true relationship, that the true person that saved is having a relationship to the Lord. And how I realized that is because of the preaching of my pastor, who is a missionary also. He is preaching about Job. And at first, I wasn't really paying attention to his preaching. But when he said the name Job, that was my first time to hear the story about Job. And I thought he was calling me because in the Philippines, my nickname is Job. So I thought he was calling me while he's preaching, but that was caught my attention, and I believe that in that moment, the Holy Spirit is leading me to realize and to understand what the true salvation. And while he's preaching, he said that Job was faithful to the Lord, and instead of blaming God because of his suffering, as you know the story of Job, he was persecuted by his friends. He lost everything that he had. But instead of blaming God, he's blaming himself. And still, he's faithful to the Lord. And I found myself crying because of that story. And I went toward the altar in invitation. Then even though after the service, I was still crying, and my pastor's wife noticed me, and she said, "What happened to you?" And I just told her, "I pitied Job." But then she told me, "Come with me," and she said to me that that in this world there is only one hope, a friend we could always count on, and joy no one else could offer. I told her that I want to have that hope, that friend, and that joy in my life. And she led me to Christ, and I do believe I accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as my personal Savior. Amen. And at that moment, I was faithfully serving the Lord. And as you can see right now, I'm still serving the Lord and faithfully. Not just that, He gave me the opportunity to be here in America and to be a leading missionary. And the desire that the Lord has given me as I go back to the Philippines is to lead the children, the young people, and even the ladies in our place, and help them, all the new missionaries who will be going to church plant and help him to his to their children ministry. And please pray for us, and that would be a great help for me.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you so much.
God bless you.
Good morning. I'm Maui Tuazon, 22 years old, and a lady missionary to the Philippines. I grew up and raised in the Philippines, and I grew up in a very unique and religious family. My father is a Baptist member, my mother was a Catholic, my grandparents are leaders of a spirit-believing church, and they believe that they can heal sick people and they can foretell their future. And every Sunday, I go in two churches, first in the Baptist and then in my grandparents' church. I live like this in my life for 2 years. And one Sunday morning, the service is done in the Baptist church, and then we're ready to go in my grandparents' church, but the heaven came, and we can't go in the church of my grandparents. While we're waiting the heaven to stop, my Sunday school teacher shared to me the gospel. She said to me that Jesus is the only way going to heaven. And on that day, I received the Lord Jesus Christ as my personal Savior in my life. And after that, I never go back in the spirit-believing church, and I involved in the Young People's Fellowship, singing in the choir, and I'm the assistant of my Sunday school teacher when she's teaching the children. And on May 2010, I attended camp, and on that camp, I got challenged in the preaching of the Word of God, and I surrendered my life in the Lord for the full-time ministry. And on that day, I prayed to the Lord that, Lord, please save my mother and my grandparents. I want them also to be with me in heaven. Yes. And I prayed to God that since 2010 till I came here, 2013, my younger brother messaged me that my mother got saved. And I give all the glory to God, and still God answered prayer. And just last 2 years ago also, my grandparents got saved also, and they're now faithfully serving the Lord in our home church in the Philippines.
Amen.
And and my siblings, I have two siblings. My younger brother is the song leader in our church, and my younger sister is the Sunday school teacher in my church. I am happy and I'm blessed, and my desire for the ministry is to be used by God. And on January, I go back home in the Philippines, and I will help my boyfriend, and he also a missionary. He's going back home on August this year, and he'll be starting a church in Abucay, Bataan, in the Philippines, and I'll be helping him in the children ministry and ladies ministry. My desire is to share the gospel and the love and the joy that Jesus Christ gave me. Thank you so much.
Good morning.
Good morning.
It's good to be in the house of God this morning. My name is Virgilio Tabugan, but you can call me Ver for short. Philippines is just a small country. It composed 7,107 islands. Most of some people here have been to the Philippines, but most of those islands are not inhabited. They said if you will put together those islands, it would be the same as the size of the state of Arizona. And imagine, 100 million people live in the Philippines. And I can tell you this morning that Philippines is a mission field. And we're trying our best to serve the Lord. I grew up in a Christian family. My grandpa is a pastor, and most of my uncles are pastors. And what I thought before is, I am saved because of them. Whenever people ask me if I am saved, I always answer them yes, because my grandfather is a pastor. You know what? I live my life in that kind of life. And one time, there's a young man, he's working in our church. And this young man knew that whenever people ask me if I'm saved, I always answer them yes. And he asked me a question that I couldn't answer. He asked me, "Are you 100% sure when you die that you'll go to heaven?" And I was silent because I really don't know where will I go when I die. And he started sharing me the word of God, what Jesus Christ did at the cross of Calvary. He paid for my sin. And I accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as my Lord and personal Savior. And in 2008, God called me to preach His word. I went to the Bible college in the Philippines. I took a four-year course. And after 4 years, the school over there in the Philippines gave me the opportunity to come over here in your country. I went to the Bible college in Marietta, Ohio, in Marietta Bible College. And I already finished my schooling. I'm getting ready to go back home in August. Please pray for me. We have a vision in our church. We call it 2020 vision. Our head pastor started this vision in 2004 for two reasons. First is transportation. 60 miles here in your country is about an hour drive, but in the Philippines, it will take you two hours or 2.5 hours drive because of the traffic. And it costs us a lot of gas money because what we try to do is we pick up the church member before the service and bring them back home after the service. And the second problem is our church. Our church is just a small church. Probably can hold 150 skinny Filipino. Probably 80 Americans, you know. And we pray to God that God will provide the money for us to extend our church, and God did to extend our church. But the people are still keep coming. I mean, that's a good problem. And God gave us this vision, 2020 vision. Instead of bringing the people in the church, we bring the church to the people. By putting one Bible-believing Baptist church in every village in our city. And we're praying to God that God will establish 50 churches by the year 2020. I'm glad to tell you this morning that we already reached that goal. We have now 59 churches in our city. And but half of those 59 churches, they don't have church building yet. They're just renting a house and a cottage to do their services. That's why I'm here in your country. I'm praying to God that God would give me at least 3 church building fund before I go back home in the Philippines in August. I trust the Lord that He will provide these financial needs. And please pray for us.
Yes, sir.
We just try to serve the Lord in our country. We just try to win souls for Christ. And we need prayer partners. We ask you to pray for us. And that would be a great help for us in the Philippines. And thank you very much, Pastor John, for allowing us to be here and share our testimony and our mission and vision in the Philippines. And thank you very much, all.
Amen. Thank you.